You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Mandira Banerjee, and I'm talking today to Kathy Babiak, Associate Professor in the University of Michigan School of Kinesiology. In her recent paper, she states that recycling and other green practices pay off for professional sports teams. Can you talk about some of the things that sports are doing that they weren't doing even 10 years ago in terms of green practices?
There's really a wide range and scope of activities that professional teams and leagues are getting involved in these days. And that can range from anything from the facility itself, where facilities become retrofitted with solar panels or wind power. Many facilities, such as the Washington National Stadium and the Minnesota Twins' new Target Field, are being certified by LEED or the EPA. The Minnesota Twins' new stadium is really one of the most cutting-edge sports facilities in terms of environmental issues, and they have done things like addressing water use reduction issues with specially designed rainwater filtration systems so that it captures the runoff from rain, and then they use it to wash down seating or to irrigate the field. And over 30% of their materials that they use were made up of recycled content. In the stadium itself, during game days and events, lots of things are happening. Things like composting food waste in the stadium, using energy-efficient lighting, using biofuels from concessions to fuel vehicles in or around the stadium. And almost every stadium nowadays has a recycling program. And even athletes are really getting in on the game, too. NHL players, for instance, have started a program where they all chip in to purchase carbon offsets to reduce their carbon footprint from all the travel that they do to get to and from their games. There's lots of stuff that's been happening over the last 10 years.
What brought this about? Does it reflect a different fan base, or what are the different things that are spurring this on?
There's really, I think, a number of issues that have brought this about. Just in general, in society, there's a heightened awareness to environmental issues. And when you think about bringing together 50 or even 100,000 people to an event or a game, that can have a substantial impact on the environment from a number of different perspectives. All of the food and materials that need to be brought to the game, fan transportation to the game, what's consumed at games and events, and the energy output to maintain facilities. So really the impetus is coming from many stakeholders, like from team owners who really have a commitment to making our environment healthier and better, from players and even league commissioners like Bud Selig from Major League Baseball started working with the Natural Resources Defense Council to help make baseball greener.
Now, what kind of things do you see in the future happening in the sports?
Well, I think that now teams are beginning to realize that not only is being environmentally focused a socially responsible thing to do, it can save them money down the road, and it can even be a potential source of revenue. It also helps with creating greater loyalty with fans. And there are some teams like the Philadelphia Eagles and the Houston Astros and Seattle Mariners that are really kind of leading the way. The Philadelphia Eagles, really the leaders in the field, and they were one of the first ones that started focus in this area, and that was back in 2003. Philadelphia Eagles are looking at how they can green their stadium, Lincoln Financial Field, and it's going to become the first major sports stadium in the world to convert to self-generated renewable energy. So they're going to install wind turbines, 80 wind turbines, 2,500 solar panels, and all of their team's football and corporate operations are going to be powered by the sun and the wind.
BBX research focuses on corporate social responsibility. It includes partnerships, sponsorships, and charitable interactions. Thank you.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.